Erech in Perek Aleph Mishneh Gimel. Continue the dinim of who has the dinim of Nidor v'Nerach. Hagoyses v'yoytze lahoreg loy Nidor v'loy Nerach. Hagoyses is somebody who's halachically in a state of being korov l'misa. That means he's still alive, but he's breathing his last. He's in his death throes. Ad kedekach, there's a halacha that somebody touches Hagoyses, he could be chayiv al tzritzicha because he could be magdim, could be makarav v'yoytzeh. So Goysis is in a state of Oymed Lomus. Yoytze Lahorig is somebody who has a din that is Chayv Misa Lebezdin. So these two people, Loinida V'Loinerech. Loinida is understandable because that's totally in market value. What is his market value? Goysis, understandably, his market value is nothing. L'cho'oyra, there's not a very big difference in a Goysis and somebody who's not yet in a state of Goysis, but he's Oymed Lomus. The doctors say 100% he's going to die. So how much would he be sold for, even if he's not halachically in a state of gesisa? That's a good question. Rabban by a goisis lo nidor at all. Hayoytzi lahorig, also, the Mefarshim say that we're talking about somebody who was gepaskin on him, dine misa in Bezdin. Dine misa in a court, it could be they'll be able to go back on the psak. It's only a din of Bezdin. We know for a certainty that there's no such thing as Bezdin passing a din misa. Kimavur Mesechah Sanhedrin without turning over every stone in the middle, there's no way they're going to walk it back. But Masha'en Kain, where it's a misa Yidea Malchus, maybe the king will pardon him. There's no such din in Halacha. Maybe they'll bribe the judges at the last second. It's also not a possibility for a Mechuyiv Misa in Sanhedrin. Al kapanim yoytzi lahorig loy nida. The loy nerech is a little bit harder because it's not totally in value. Mechatesi, he's still alive. Why shouldn't the goyses and the yoytzi lahorig have a din of erichin? So here we have Xeris HaKosov. The pasuk says ve'midi lefnei akoyim ve'herich oyse akoyim. The pasuk said this pasuk is talking about if he's loy sasig yodoy, so you have to shut up how much the marich could pay. As Xeris HaKosov, like we said in the Hagdoma, that you don't that he doesn't have to pay the full value. So the pasuk says hamoda v'harochem. We learn out that hamoda v'harochem means he has to be a baramido. A goisis is not a baramido. There's another gzeis hakosuf that the gemara brings legabi yoytze lahorig. One of the psukim over there says legabi who doesn't have a din pidyon kol cherim asher yochara min ha'odom lo yipoda. It's not clear exactly what the pasuk is going on, but one of the drushes is that kochem, anybody who's muhram. Muhram means he's cut off. He's pushed away. So who's pushed away? One of the pshatim would be anybody who's muhuyiv misa, lo yipada, doesn't have a din of erichin. So that would be a direct gzeis hakosuf to say that a muhuyiv misa in Bezdin, again, that's why it has to be in Bezdin, is lo nerach. Lamaisa, that last shtickle is not so poshut, and that's why we have a derech lekes. Rabbi Chanina ben Akav Yoimer, Nerach, Neshedom of Ktsuvim, Aval Ene Nidor, Neshein Dom of Ktsuvim. Yeah, obviously, Dashan is the Pasuk in a different way, and look, Memela, there's no din on a Yoitzel Lahorig. He's masking to exist a Kosov by a Goises, but not by Yoitzel Lahorig, and that's not totally in value. The Nidor, well, he doesn't have value. Rabbi Yoisi Yoimer, and he's going on both, a Goises and a Yoitzel Lahorig, Noider, Umarech, Umagdish. He can, Rabbi Yossi is adding something else. L'chor, he's not arguing that the limitations that we just had is nidor v'nerach, but not on the noider umarach, the one who makes it. Umagdish also, there's no reason why his hegdish shouldn't be a hegdish, even though they're taking him out lehorig, even though he's a goysis. V'mhizik chayiv v'tashlumim. There's no reason why, if Peshas Ksis, I don't know exactly how he's going to do it, he's mazik that he shouldn't be chayiv. Lamaisa, the Losh and the Mishnah of Yoisi Oimer is mashma that there is a machloikis. There's no reason to make a machloikis Tanakama, who never spoke about the din of a noider umarich umagdish. What's the machloikis? So the Gemara says, interesting, look at the Rav, that the machloikis is actually on the din that's not the subject of the Mishnah at all. His chiddush is the mhizik chayiv b'tashlumim. What's the chiddush? The chetz adava pashut. Person's alive, he's a bardas. Why shouldn't he be chayv b'tashlumim? So the chiddush over here, the Rav speaks out from the Gemara, is that obviously we're talking about somebody who's going to die a few minutes later. So nobody is collecting for the broken window from the Geisus or from the Yitzel Laharik. He's dead. They're collecting from the Yashim. The Shaila is a milva haksuva batayra. A milva haksuva batayra is a chayv that the Torah imposed. It's not a chayv that was created by business or a chayv that was created by a halvo that has a shibud or a ksuba that creates a shibud. It's a milva haksuva batayra. Is the Torah imposed a chayv? Does that type of chayv have a din of a milva al peh? Without a shtar, a milva al peh cannot be collected from Yashim. We spoke about this in Maseches Bechoros. It was Nagei over there, also Gabi Pinyan Aben. The point is that normally the rule of thumb is that the only chayvus that are collected from Yashim, the Yerush doesn't have personal liability for his father's chayvus. Or if you want to say he has personal liability, it's Machlek Sechrenim, exactly how to define this. Maybe he only has personal liability for when there's a shibud nechasim. The Shibud Nechasim is only by a milva b'shtar, not a milva al peh. The same way if a loivis sells property, the choiv cannot be collected from the property, from the lekuchos, unless it's a milva b'shtar. It has a Shibud Nechasim. The milva al peh can be collected migufay, or any assets that he has, because that's a way of collecting from him personally. But once it goes over to lekuchos or a yayush, the yayushim do not have personal liability. That being said, the machlokes over here b'loshen Chazal is whether milva ksuva b'tayra, i.e., any of the chiyuve teshlumen of mazik, is kiksuva b'shtar damyo or not kiksuva, kiksuva b'shtar, or it's a milva al peh, and that will determine whether it can be collected from the yashim. That is the machlokes tanakhana of Yosi. It's interesting because who is talking about that? But that's the way the Gemara understands. Now Tosfos has an obvious question: that if we say that a milva ksuva b'tayra Lefida Tanakama is not chal on the nichse hayoyish ve'en goyvi mehem, so the same thing should be true about Noido Marich. A goyses or yoytzel laharik, and he says out that he's giving a nidre hagdish. Why should his children be mechuyiv? It's also a milvak suv batayr. So Tei says enachanami. This that we say that there's no machloik is Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi legabi noider umarich umagdish. Legabi magdish, it's poshut that if he's magdish his house, so he's magdish his horse, then it becomes hegdish. The neder is chal. Why not? The neder marach also, it'll be chal. You want to know, will practically hegdish be able to collect from the yoshim? A choyv is a mutl al nechsem? No. L'chayt's talin in the same achleikis. But if the goyses, the yoytz l'horug, would be neder or marach, and they would give the money right away, avada the hegdish would be chal, because they have a full kayak to create a neder or an erichin. There's one point that's worth mentioning over here, and that is the lechayr lefi the pshuta, the way we just said it. It's not even a discussion whether a goysis or a yoytze laharik could actually make the nidre hegdish. He's definitely a bardas. We included that as a hanocha pshuta. There's not even a machlokes about that. Lemaisa, it's not so poshut. You look at the Noisei Kelim in the Rambam and Erichin Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalid. Look at the Radbaz and the Kesa Mishnah. There's definitely a shita over there that a goysis is considered not a bar das to be able to shafa chalois erichin. So it could be that the machlokes is only, or could be that the noisei was only legabe a yaitz laharik. He's definitely a bar das, even though he's ene nida ve'ene nerach, but he's definitely marich. He'll be killed afterwards. Okay, so right away, then you have the machlokes legabi the yoshim. But legabi the etzim ability to create a goyses fish, not so partial that he's a bardas. Even in that shita, l'chayru, he's not a bardas, it's not an inherent state that a goyses can be a bardas. He's considered ein daitim yusheves olov to be able to actually do a neder. What happens if he doesn't have to do, for instance? This could be very negel lahalocha lemaisa. They have somebody who they quickly wrote up a get. He's a kor of lomus. And they quickly wrote up a get to his wife. It's b'mokim igun because she doesn't have children. And she'll have to be nefelas leibum to a brother-in-law who they don't know where he is. He's lost someplace. He's behind the Iron Curtain in Russia. So in order not to be magin, this is a sugi halocha lemaisa, they write quickly a get to be given to the wife. What happens if they didn't yet give the get to the wife and they only managed to put it into her hand. The shliach only managed to put it in her hand, and the husband Nebuch is already a geisus. Is it considered a shoyte ve'in shoyte yochel legarish ishtoi? No, he's a bardas. He just was only a bardas before. He wouldn't be able to be memana the shliach now because they died to miyushevus alof. So over here, he's making it. He's making the neder in the state of ksisa. That would not be good. But if the shlichus was made beforehand, Avadi doesn't have a halachic state of a shoyte that his wife cannot be divorced while Nebuch is in a state of ksisa. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'isha shehi yoytze lahorig, ein mamtinen lo ad shetelet. This is a hemshich of the din of yoytze lahorig, and this halach is not a halach that's negated to erichin, per se. A woman who was found guilty in Sanhedrin and Bezdin, and she's being taken out to be killed, and there would be a tzad that if she's a milberes and there's a vlad inside her, why should the unborn child pay for her avera? So maybe what we should do is we should wait for her, and we should wait for her to give birth, and then kill her. She's chayv misa. Ein mamtin lo'ad shetelet. We kill her right away. We look at the vlad not as a separate person. The uber is a chelik of the guf of the mother, which has a lot of halakhic implications. L'moshul gabi gerus, when a milberis is megayer, the vlad that's inside her is not considered as needing a gerus later on. He's not even considered a separate giur. He's part of the mother. Now, by the way, we could be mefalpel. The avada killing an unborn child in fetus, otherwise known as an abortion, is an avera chamura. There's no chiv misa in Bezdin, but the halacha is mechal shabbos alov, and he's the person who does is considered a tzeach, is considered a raidif. You would kill him if he's trying to perform an abortion. He's considered a full-blown raidif. Hafila hochi over here, legabi, the mother's avera, the vlad is considered part of the mother. The Gemara actually says that the tzad to say not that way, it's not not because the uber is not part of the mother, but because over here, if the woman, Lamashal, a woman is mizana, so she's a muberes, so she's killed in Bezdin when Sanhedrin finds her guilty. The husband could say, it's my child, and I also have a schus in the child. Now we don't, we're not mekabel, right now the child is part of the mother. Lamaisa, the Gemara brings exes hakosuf, because in the din of a noyif, the pasuk says, umesu gam shnehem, the pasuk in Parshas kiseitze. The Umesu Gamshneim, the Gemara understands, includes the Gamshneim is Marba the Vlad as well. However, Yoshva La Mashber, if she's already in active childbirth, the Yoshva is called because she can't walk anymore, and when she's crouched over in labor, that's called the Mashber, and it's called Yoshva La Mashber. Mamtin La Chetel, there we look at the Vlad already, since he's Nekamim Kaim, he's in the process of coming out. We look at it as a guf bifnei atzmai, and over there you can't kill the mother because it's a guf bifnei atzmai, you have to wait. The pashat reading of the Mishnah is that isha sheyotze lahorig is that the gemar din was already there, and there's an isser of inu hadin mimele, you can't wait. You can't wait for the vlad to be born, but if she's a yeshevis al hamashba, you can't carry out the psak din because there the vlad has a din as a separate being. That being said, explains Tosfos, that what would be if she's Yeshevis al Hamashba before the Gemar Din? So over there you don't have the same Choymer of not waiting for the Psak Din. So you wait to be Goymer the Din until after she gives birth. And Avada there the life of the child is a Cheshbin, even if she was not Yeshevis al Hamashba. If she's Stamim Uberes, so you wait to be Goymer the Din because there's no Yisr Inu Adin unless she was already Gepaskin. Then you have to carry out the Din right away. But if the din wasn't gepaskin yet, so you can wait. So this is the way Tosfos says it, and it's the Pashto reading of the Mishnah. Rashi seems to say not the way Tosfos matmir. Rashi, the Pashto seems to say that the din over here of Yoshua al Hamashba is going on before the Gemar din, and there the halacha is that you do the Gemar din, or over there mamtin la chetel because she's Yoshua al Hamashba. But if the Psak was already in, then Altina din you would have to kill even though she's Yosh al Hamashba, and that's Avada Shver. The Vlad has a din of a Yulud Bifnei Atzmei, of a person Bifnei Atzmei. How could you kill him? Others of Miyashav, the Rashi never meant to say that after the Gemar din, you'll kill her with the Uber inside even when she's Yosh al Hamashba. Rashi only meant to say
Not like what we just said in Tosfos, that if it's before the Gemara Din, if she's not Yosheves al HaMashber, so then you won't delay the carrying out of the Psak Din. You won't delay the Paskening. Once you Paskin, of course, then you have to carry it out right away. You won't delay on Paskening, because the Torah Lamaisis is B'yarta Romi Kirbecho. So the Din is that even where the Din wasn't Gepaskin, there's a Din, one's Mechuyev to bring the accused to a speedy Psak Din, because of Biyata Rama Kibacho. If she's not Yeshev Salamash, but then Mamela, Altsinia Din, you'll have to kill her right away. That is Chalek on Taisvis that holds that you could delay in bringing about the Psak Din, because before the Psak, there's no Inia Din. Now we have another Din, which is also over here only because of Yaitzel Lahorik. And that is, the Mishnah is going to discuss the Isser Hano that one is not allowed to have from a mace. The Pashtus of the Mishnah is being done, that since we learn out, the Gemara says, we learn out as a din deraisa, that a mess is also bano. So the shaila is, what about the hair of a person? The hair of a person is part of his body, arguably, since the hair is cut off, so maybe you could look at it as being nifrat from the guf. This is similar shaila also legabi chatzitza. The chatzitza saguf legabi tvila might have a different dynamic than chatzitza saguf. The Mishnah says, Hoyisha shenergo, nenin bisaro. The poshut, the reading of the Mishnah, is that you're allowed to be nena after moiso, even though she's a maze. There's no isa no on sairo. And on that, the Mishnah adds, behemo shenergo, or behemo, obviously we're talking about not a behemo that was run over by a truck, but a behemo that's osu bahano, a dead animal you're allowed to be nena from. An animal that you're not allowed to be nena from is asuro bahano, the Rav says, afilu sairo. So the Mishnah is coming to contrast Behemo with Isha. And the Pashas, what it's saying is that the Isser Hano of the Behemo is Chal even Legabi Saira. And the Isser Hano Legabi, a person who's dead, is not Chal Legabi Saira. And the Shaila is why. Lamaisa, the Rav brings from the Gemara that the Gemara, based on Brises, the Gemara understands that Avada, the Pashto reading of the Mishnah, is not true. Avada, the Isser Hano on a person is Chal even Klape Saira. There is a sheet in the Gemara that argues, Gemara brings B'Shem Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. And he holds that the Isser Hano, when a person dies, the Misa of the body is not Chal in the here. The here didn't die. The here is the same here. Here that's attached to a dead body, not attached to a dead body. It's the same here. By an animal that became Osu Bano, what made it Osu Bano was the Gemara Din, if it's a Shara Niskal or a Reva Venirva. So the halacha is on the behemah, including the hair. By a person, the Misa Sa'odam doesn't Osu Bano the Sar. That's what he holds, but Lamaisa the Rav explains not that way. The halacha is that even the hair of a mace is Asur Bano. What we're talking about over here, funny Ukimta, is we're talking over here about hair from somebody else, what we call a peh nochus, a shetel, human hair that was attached to her, that she was wearing, and the emesis, even that would be also bano, if she was killed and she had on the shetel, that would also be a chilik, the Rav says, because noye hames asur bano. What we're talking about is where she herself treated the shetel not, she says that to somebody that they should take the payer offer and they should give it to her daughter or to somebody else, that since she said to somebody else lo nicho lo tetahavi kegufa latsure, and the male becomes always part of the body of the woman who's being killed, and therefore it's not also bano. That is the kimta in the Mishnah, but otherwise Sarah is a chelik of gufa.